Hello, welcome to the Max Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all of the big stories that have gone on, Matt. There's not that many, but we are looking forward to the education event that's coming up that everyone is disagreeing on. And I've got an interesting little thing that was a little nugget that was given to us last night by Jeff Gamet. So we'll have to wait and see whether he's right or not. Joining me to discuss the weekend, Apple, a fantastic bunch starting us off. It's our old pal back in Hawaii now, it seems, ended up.
What? Yes. Oh, my God. You know, my brain isn't back to normal because strangely enough, and you wouldn't get this from the fact that, you know, we always talk to Kelly back in the day, but Portland is an amazing city. Oh my God. Like they, their cuisine level is stepped up. You guys would love it because you guys all drink beer. Me personally, I hate beer, but man, there's a brewery every 5 feet.
You didn't see last week's show, did you?
Huh? I was here.
You haven't looked at the artwork for last week's show?
Oh, no, I haven't seen the artwork yet. Wait, now I got to go look it up.
You've got to go to BritishSetNetwork.com/forward/ eating-Portland.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see that with the big teeth mixing out of it. And it was funny because you kept tweeting stupid shit the whole time I was there.
Yeah, come on, eat it. Like, here's the bridge in Portland. Go on, eat it, son.
But man, it was such an incredible city. I really, really loved it, and I'm glad to be home. But at the same token, I feel like I'm missing so much culinary magic. If you catch the gram feed from like the last day, our boy Chuck took us to this place called Ox. And it was like an Argentinian style bisteca where they, you know, they do the Argentinian cowboy style barbecue meats. Oh my God. You know me and barbecue meat, right? Oh my God. I can't even explain it, bro.
We got a Brazilian place by us that just keeps carving meat.
And I actually had a soup that had something similar to your savory ducks on the inside. And it was a clam chowder with a little bit of your savory duck, because I won't use the other word, inside the clam chowder. And oh my God, criminy.
I just want to correct you on the fact that when you said that I used to talk to Kelly, Kelly did all the talking.
Wow. Hey, you know something you guys would have got a kick out of? She took us to this place, and it was a karaoke bar where you literally like the chat. Imagine the chat room overlaid on all of us trying to sing. So you're literally talking smack the whole time. And it pops up over the words of the person trying to sing. So they're singing it and they're reading all of the comments of like people chatting in. And I was like, my God, somebody like Ewan would love this because you just get to mess with people the whole time they're singing.
How lovely.
Excellent. Next to him, it's Patrice. How are you doing, Matt? How's Arizona panning out for you?
Great so far. I mean, the weather is perfect right now. It's, I mean, not too hot, not too cold.
Missed the joke.
Other than that, I'm working, so don't have too much time.
So when are you permanently there?
In probably a month or two. So we're still working on that.
Oh my God. So you're back in Germany when?
In 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that.
Are you taking the dog with you or is the dog staying there and then you?
No, the dog is staying.
Yeah. Yeah. So that you're back for 2 weeks and then you're back over there and that's it.
Hopefully. Yes. We'll see how that works out.
All right. Still not certain then.
No, I mean, I have my visa interview probably in a couple of weeks and then we'll see how that goes.
You're going to have to marry your dog so that you can stay. Green
maybe I should,
because only in America, mate. Only in America would that happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, someone married his, I think, his MacBook here, so
of course it is.
That was made in China, dude. But Patrice, how the hell do you live in a city with the most sun?
Could have happened here.
Wait, how do you live in the city with the most sun in the entire United States of America and you still look Nosferatu?
I'll suck on that one, mate. Come on. You don't get out much, do you?
No. I mean, most of the day I'm in the office, unfortunately. So the weekends, it is.
Yeah, and because it's nearer the equator, of course, the days are a lot more even, so you don't get loads of sun in the evenings. Yeah.
I mean, right now, I think I have maybe an hour's worth of sun in the evening.
Yeah. And last but by no means least, a man who's got more women running them, Charlemagne.
What an introduction.
Mate, you are just drowning in women in the south of France, are you not?
It is lovely because obviously what happens is
that's a yes.
But when people do come over here, they end up leaving their wives behind and they go back to England to work. So I'm left with all the wives, which means they want to look after me and cook food for me.
No wonder you had a frigging heart attack.
I'll tell you what, I nearly had one last night. Oh my gosh. It's good you don't follow me on Instagram, you should see. But anyway, so good. My wife's back, which is lovely, and my son's back, and I've actually got guests as well. So
is that because you were dressed as the pearly king of the south of France?
That was me last night, yeah. I'm not aiming to go there, but yes.
You're not even going? You know what do you mean? You're not even going there?
Oh, it's just fun times. Good friends are back, and we have partied well on. And we're doing it again tonight. I'm going somewhere else tonight, so... It's good. It's good sign of my wife's back because we're partying good. Yes, life's good. I'm trying to be fake.
You do what?
Clear off. Nothing to see. Clear off. Go on.
Nothing to see.
That's nothing to see. Moving on.
are you sure there's nothing to see?
Yeah.
You're positive. Yeah. Even the
unless you follow me on Instagram, there's probably lots to see.
Really?
Might be. I don't know. Maybe I'm just teasing you. That's what it is. But no, life's good. It's good, and the weather's getting warmer. We're still lighting the fire at night, but it's definitely getting warmer today. And the palm trees have come out from under cover, so the back garden's looking a bit more summery. So, it's to warmer climate, should we say?
You're really lucky because actually, if it wasn't for the fact that for some reason Apple's EXIF data doesn't seem to want to work with Wirecast, I would be showing a picture of you that you sent to me late on last night at about 9:30, dressed as the pearly king of the south of France. But I mean, as I can't get the EXIF data to work properly.
Oh, hello!
And it's on its side. I wouldn't dream of showing it and lowering the production values of the show.
Mental note: don't send you in anything. You're feeling slightly aggrieved.
Mate, I'm getting the impression that based on the fact it was 10:30 and you'd been drinking since 3:00 in the afternoon, conscious thought wasn't part of that.
It might not be. That is a rubbish photograph for anybody on the podcast. You can't see that. Oh, move to France, everybody. It's brilliant.
Oh, the week in Apple. What's gone on? What's been great? What's been happening? What's not great? Start off then. Let's go with the education event that's coming up this week. I got to say, the rumor mill is ballistic and split heavily, because there's one camp that's saying we're getting cheaper iPads, and there's another camp that's going, nope, no hardware whatsoever. Where are we falling? Where are we falling, boys?
I think we will get some hardware. I think it makes sense for education simply to have, I don't know, cheaper. And it might be education only, so it might be cheaper iPads, but you only get it if you're, I don't know, a school or something, school district. But I could definitely see that it would make sense for Apple to provide something, especially given that, I mean, Chromebooks have been rather cheap and have been rather successful in schools.
The thing that was that last night, so Greeny came on the big show because he wasn't going to be here today, and he broke the cardinal sin of bringing an Apple story to the big show. But because he wasn't coming today, we kind of went, all right, we'll let you have it, Greeny. And he we talked about what was coming at the event, and is there iPads, is there cheaper MacBooks, etc. And Jeff Gamet chipped in, and he just said, you're all wrong. You're all completely wrong. This is about Apple's commitment to education. It is not going to be anything to do with hardware whatsoever. It's all about services to education and the software elements of it. No hardware whatsoever.
I mean, I hope there is no hardware. I don't think we need any hardware, to be honest with you. I think the range is good at the moment. Yes, the MacBook Pro is a bit long in the tooth, and we could probably do with seeing something for the MacBook Air. But I think Apple does need to concentrate on its software massively. As you know, I've been a massive Motion fan, some Motion graphics, and I've used Motion a lot over this past month, and it's crashed unbelievably amount of times. And I remember demoing it in the Apple stores and doing workshops, and it would never budge. It was the most rock solid products. It's been bottoming out on me all the time. But as we know also with Siri, we just need Apple to concentrate on software. I don't need any more hardware. I really don't. And obviously, you know, they need to work on HomePod software as well. I've got my guest with me at the moment, who's a massive diehard fan. And I demonstrated my Amazon Echo Dot, and he just stood there with his wife and just, honestly, I wish I'd recorded it. He just went, oh my God, that is so quick. The minute you say the A word, stop, or A, what time is it, A, set a timer. We were stalling skill set. He didn't even know what skill set was. I said, well, it's Amazon skill set and you can install it. And his wife said about, can I do yoga? And I said, well, yeah, let's ask her. So we pressed, you know, A, what is, can you do yoga? And she said, I've got the skill set. Do you want me to install it? And it took seconds. And within, and she started the yoga and it cost, you know, I think Amazon Echo Dot is £39 at the moment, which is incredible value. Brilliant. And he just, my friend just stood there having used Siri, you know, all of his life pretty much, and just couldn't believe how quickly it was able to react on what was saying. And the ability of Alexa, the actual ability of it, was just blowing his mind. So Apple really do need to concentrate on software, I think, because we are sadly lacking.
I think you're on something, James, and I freaking wholeheartedly agree with you. And one of the things that, you know, as a lot of people don't realize, is that Apple is creeping on the $1 trillion company mark. And actually, we should take wages as to when that's going to happen. You know, like right before WWDC, I think is when it'll pop off. And it will depend on what is announced on the 27th, you know, media event. But from what they're doing right now, like their revenue gains in the last year have been mostly their services portfolio. And in order for that to continue to grow, even their services portfolio needs a little bit of tightening up. Like iCloud has come a long way since when we used to all just bash it to hell, but it's still got a lot of space, you know, that needs to go. And that, because iCloud and iTunes, the App Store, are so tied in to the devices, it doesn't matter how great the devices are. If the thing that makes the devices sort of worth their salt, it continues to remain sort of half-half, you know? So if they really want to gain and lean and they really want to keep themselves at the forefront, you have to tighten up the thing that makes the hardware go. Just fancy hardware does nothing but appease a small subset of folks out there who are on the internet, you know, bitching about this, the Vivo sensor or the face, you know, the touch face ID sensor, stuff like that. I think it's time to, you know, stop chasing that crap and chase the cloud properly, and you'll get all the hardware sales back. And I think they have enough lead over people that they can, I mean, when you hit $1 trillion, you can kind of just chill out and then fix your wedding, you know?
The interesting thing that we got here, though, I mean, if you read Jeff's article on Mac Observer, if you go there and look at what he's put, and this is what he said last night, he's talking about revisions to iBooks, so it makes it far easier to create, publish, and distribute your books for education. Yeah. He's also saying about that Apple is going to launch a platform which is more close to Google's G Suite And it's going to be totally education focused. So you're not going to have things that are there erroneously to try and distract you. And the last thing is potentially and probably unlikely a cheaper iPad for students. It's going to be all about services for education. It's not going to have anything to do with it.
Nice.
So the G Suite interesting. It would be cool if they did. But the only thing is, I mean, if they do that, is it going to be hidden behind an education wall or is it going to be generally available to people?
Well, you know, one of the cool things that you could do is there's a lot of online courses and stuff for adults at various universities. So you could always, if you needed access to that, wanted access to that, sign up for an online course at a university, back an EDU email address, and then you're good to go. Use it.
And I don't mean Apple so far has, at least as far as I know, all services and tools, they've made them available to everyone. So even if you were a small school or just a single person doing some education for maybe two, three, just students, whatever age, Apple has made them available to you so you could use them. So I think they will keep doing that.
I mean, you've got to think of the audience that they've got, you know, they've got all the developers in one room. Obviously, this happens once a year, and they'll obviously have hands-on sessions afterwards. So they're not going to, you know, be a massive strew of new MacBooks and new iPads or even an iPhone SE. I think they may just reduce the price of the basic iPad to get people interested again. That might be something we might see. But I think, you know, they've got, you know, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, however many it's going, you know, and they want to show them some cool stuff. I want to show them some great new, you know, software technology. So let's hope that that Siri, I'm just praying that Siri just steps up a notch where they've got something under the sleeve that they're in the sleeve which they're going to pull out.
I would like to, you know, wager that Siri definitely needs some kind of, it's not even the update. I think Siri's at a point where the way they fix it might require them to knock it all the way back down the foundation and build up, you know, start from metal and work their way up. And again, I think a lot of it had to do with, and I think we talked about this on the show at some point. I know I've had this conversation with friends. Amazon and Google started out, well, Amazon specifically started out not expecting you to ever see a screen to answer back. So it gives you the information, knowing that you don't have to look down at something. Nothing drives me battier than to be in a situation where the GPS knows the car is moving because it won't let me do text messages. And I ask Siri a question and she goes, here's the results I find you. B-I-T-C-H, don't you know that I'm driving? Why do you want me to look down? You won't let me even see the message from you and says that the show is going to be at a different time yet. But you want me to look down and get the directions or whatever I just asked you for. When you can read, even if you can't grab the result yourself, read what you display to me in that little window that tells me it comes from Wolf Ran Alpha. Like, it's just dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Bob Beach in the chat room says, I've been using Siri a lot more recently and I'm generally happy with it. I think it has improved a lot. And I do agree it has improved, but it was an interesting thing with me and Ellis in the car. We were driving, where were we going? It's just the two of us. And we kind of happened upon this thing where he said Siri and his phone came on and mine didn't. I'm like, hang on. Let's do a side-by-side test. So we put the phones in exactly the same location. I said Siri and my phone responded. Uh-huh. He said Siri and his phone responded. And we swapped them over so that his phone was closer to me and my phone was closer to him. I said Siri, my phone came on. He said Siri, his phone came on. He could never get my phone to start, and I could never get his phone to start, no matter how close we were. I was like, that is impressive. Next thing, Siri, I want to navigate to Gloucester, please. Here are some cinemas near you. And it's just, what? How can you do something that is that frigging cool with voice recognition where you know it's the difference between me and him? And then you can't perform a simple application that just says, please take me here.
Yeah.
Drives me mad with Siri, because I am so behind it. If it works, it would be brilliant. If it could just get close to Amazon, you know, it would be incredible.
Yeah, I've had this similar experience with
I've had
a similar experience with CarPlay recently. I mean, I've been driving a rental car here which has CarPlay, and CarPlay is brilliant. But the issue is it falls down when it comes to dictation. I think Jerome was sending me a message and I wanted to respond to him. And I think I mentioned three car brands, car manufacturers. And I tried it, I think, three or four times. And every time it simply got it wrong. I don't know what it put in there, but it wasn't a brand name. And it should be able to recognize, I mean, major car manufacturers. It should be easy. So I said, I was at Mazda. Very easy. But I mean, and I've sent a couple of text messages recently with CarPlay and Siri, and they all came out completely crap. So I don't know what it is. It's just, I mean, dictation usually works pretty great, but not in this case, not with Siri.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that's weird. It's like there's almost a couple of different people working on her, like Dr. Frankenstein. Because the version of her in the watch, it's pretty good. I'm going to give it like an 80. The version of her on my phone, she's a stupid.
Yeah.
I give her like a 50.
Fun shit.
But talking to her in the Apple TV or her cousin in the Apple TV, again, is back to about 80%. And I'm like, you guys all come from the same house, or are you just sending me different versions, or does she have, let's say, the mood swings like Karen? You know, like, what the hell's wrong with her?
But that's just it though, isn't it? There needs Siri to be one platform, and we spoke about this many times on by it not being able to do it. You know, I have a £2,500 15-inch MacBook Pro with a touch bar, and yet she can't do a timer on a MacBook. Yeah. She can't do a timer on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do when you watch a TV program? You know, you get up, you make yourself some dinner, and you go, oh, just put the oven on, you know, hey Siri, you know, set a timer for 20 minutes. No, I'm watching something on my TV. Why can't my Apple TV, like, let me do that? And it's just, why can't it be the same for everything? And going back to the, you know, the HomePod thing with the voice recognition, you know, what you just said was a good example. Yet we know on HomePod that it can't pick up two different people. That's incredible, isn't it? Mm.
James, you're so right. Nothing would be better than to be able to have my cooking timer, you know, on the TV so that it's, you know, faster. Mm-hmm. And it's also a little bit less alarming when I have the Philips in TV mode, which my lights are sort of like yours in the back, but just cinema red, you know, to match the movie curtains. And it would be super, super nice. Even if I could get her to just blink a freaking light so I know to get up and go and flip the oven or whatever. Yeah. But I had another scenario that, I know what it is. It's like she knows that I'm in the car, right? Like the car is moving constantly. Half the time she's with me in the car. If I were to be away from the car and say to Siri, can you tell me, you know, how the charger is going on the Beamer? She can't answer that question. If I open Reverb on the same exact phone and I'm like, yo, hey, tell BMW to, you know, let me know when the charge is full. Oh, you're at about 95%. You'll be done charging in another 15 minutes. You know, would you like me to set a reminder? Good on you, girl. Like, Siri, you're connected to the car. Half the time, your umbilical cord is plugged into the ass of my iPhone, which is connected to the car. But she can't tell me how much distance is on my car. Like, this is ignorant. And BMW was one of the first automaker partners with Apple. Like the first, which is why I got the BMW in the first place.
See, I think it's like the girl. So for me, it was when I was 17, there was a girl named Sarah Maine. She treated me like shit, but I couldn't stop trying to date this girl. And every couple of weeks, she'd come over, she'd say, I'm feeling a bit low, and we'd have sex. And that would kind of rekindle the thirst and the desire for her. And then the following week, she'd ignore me phone calls, and it got ugly, okay? And then that's Alexa is one of those girls that is, like, perfectly happy, is really, really nice to you, constantly does whatever you need to do, and he's 50-50 with you, you know, really good relationship. And then you get pissed off because she comes on because the TV's says that she should. And you think, oh, she's crap. And you keep going back to Siri because you just... But she treats you like shit, but you gotta keep going back. That's what it's like. Yeah. Siri is my ceremony.
TV commercials. What's amazing about the TV commercials is when they first air, it always triggers. And then there's a silent update, normally within a day or two, and then it doesn't do it anymore. So the older AA commercials do not inflict her, but every time they make a new one, or like this one, Super Bowl, when she lost her voice, it was going crazy for about the first day. And literally the next day, it didn't respond to it anymore. The only thing about her is she does have that demonic laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Let's just hope Tim Cook walks on stage and behind him is the word Siri. You know, that's my dream, is he walks and behind him is the word Siri and he just goes and says a massive monologue about what they're trying to do, how it's going. Just give us something. Give us some sort of hope that this is going to turn around for us, because I am the biggest Apple fanboy you'll ever come across. I haven't got the HomePod like I thought I would. I'm sticking my Echo and my Sonos Play 5. I love them, that they work incredibly well. And if it wasn't for the show, I wouldn't know how good the Echo was. Thanks to you and telling us about how great it was. But we kind of want Siri to be there as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would have loved to have seen? When AA was going through her demonic laugh phase last week, yeah. I would have loved to be some bloke walks out of the shower, right? He's drying off. He's walking around in his natural kit, looking for his undies, and it just starts laughing. Or even better, some bloke is shagging and he think he's doing work. The girl is kind of laying there faking, and all of a sudden AA just starts doing that demonic laugh. I would have loved to have seen that scenario. That would have been just absolutely hilarious. So if anybody gets in the sketch comedy, I just gave you a free one.
Next week on SNL.
I've just Googled Sarah Maine, see if I can find it, but I can't.
Hey, stop looking at my ex-girlfriends.
I'm still obsessed after all this time, 33 years. And I'm still...
Dude, Scotland Yard's going to bang on your door.
I got a perfectly good... What? What, for looking at a girlfriend from 33 years ago?
Bruh, you don't know.
No, it's legal at 16 in this country, mate, not 18. We're fine.
Nowadays, with the Me Too movement, you can't even text somebody.
Mate, by the time you hit 21, we've been having sex for 5 years and drinking for three, so.
I met my wife when I was 14.
Not necessarily in that order. Audiophile says, a year on, Apple AirPods truly are the best wireless earbuds he's ever heard. I'm trying to find his name, but I can't. I say the AirPods are technically amazing, but that's only when comparing against existing standards for sound quality in the category of truly wireless earbuds. The AirPods are the best I've yet heard. Braggy, the headphone and dash left me underwhelmed, with the latter being especially bloated and disfigured by an overabundance of, we might be back to Sarah Maine there, I don't know. Bloated and disfigured by an abundance of bass.
Stirred the memories.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who lost his AirPods and is using a pair of Powerbeats that I still have, I can tell you the sound quality is definitely way better and I miss them. I'm just waiting. I heard that there might be a new version around the corner, so I'm waiting for that.
Yeah,
I would pop them in a second.
Before the AirPods come on the scene, I used the Bose Sports, and I forget what the retail was on them, but they were new, I think, start of last year, and they kind of go nicely in your ear, and they are just, they've got little wing tips on them, you know, and they are just
the Bose Sports with the wired version, I had some of those, and they were very good, I have to say.
Yeah, well, the Bluetooth version, mate, were brilliant. And they brought me at a price point, which I remember thinking it was below 200, something, 69, something like that. And they are just, you could hang upside down with those in. They were just amazing. I think obviously, they're the wire that goes across the back and into your ears. So it kind of like sat on your neck as you were running. Obviously, that was for sport. I used to use them on the train and all sorts. And, you know, massive Bose fan anyway. But they are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I was a massive Bose fan till yesterday when I paired it to my laptop to do a presentation. Everything's running smoothly. 20 minutes later, it's my turn to do my presentation, and the Bose speaker has unpaired itself from my MacBook. Just oh, no. Start. Bastard.
Let's see if I can...
£299 soundtrack free, and it decides when it wants to talk to my MacBook, not me. Who's okay, Scott? What are you doing, James?
Shagging at your house? What is that noise?
I think the one thing, if you're going to... James, shut the fuck up. If you... 31 minutes. I forgot about swearing. 31 minutes. There we go. If we, I think the one criticism you can level at the AirPods is that they don't. You know, I put them in quite happily to when I'm cooking or something like that. But if I'm doing anything energetic or I'm going to walk anywhere, I always put them inside my little molded ear pieces that I had made for them. Because they do jiggle out fairly easily. And if you're eating as well, that's another one where they work their way out your ear and then fall out. With that in, if I put those in, they are rock solid. I can go cycling, I can do what I like, and they don't go anywhere. That's the one criticism I've got of the AirPods, is that they do work their way out if you're moving around.
I am one of the rare people, and this is one of the rare headphones. They do not fall out of my ear at all, which is weird because my other things that I had similar... the hanging on the wall over there, my Polk Audio, my Bose ones are in a bag over here. Like, they would fall out every once in a while, but these ones do not. So strange about how comfortable and unassuming they are. The other day, we got a place, an estate thing that we're selling right now, and we got a place. And I was there, you know, hanging pictures and adjusting furniture and doing stuff. And I literally had those things in my ear for like 8 hours. And because I was getting all of these Honeydew commands, I didn't even have any audio on. I started out, I was listening to a podcast, and then I got asked a question. I turned the podcast off. I left them in my ear because I had my hands full, and I kept working. And by the time we were done, you know, quote unquote, staging this place, I got all the way back to the house, did some work, and then I got ready to sit down for the TV. And then she's like, "What are you still listening to?" I had completely forgot they were in my ear. And that says a lot, because normally I can't handle it for that long. And it could be because there was nothing on. You do get ear fatigue, like at the end of a long flight, like when the first time I got to recharge the battery in, because for me, everywhere is more than 5 hours, right? So on the way to Portland, it literally died on me about a half an hour before we landed. And then I remember when I first took them out, my ears were like, oh. You know, because I think, you know, when it's playing something constantly, maybe you do get the ear fatigue. But I had literally worn these things for about 7 hours and completely forgot they were stuck to my head.
Cool. Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's good. I like them. Yeah. I like them a lot. I can't fault them at all. So apart from the fact they do work their ear, I mean, if I'm eating something.
I only have one complaint about
it. I miss them.
My case looks like James right now. Like, I wish there was a way to keep this baby polished or cleaned or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's so, like, kind of, it looks okay like this. But if you get really, really close up, then you can tell how jacked it is.
Turns
it's
just like James. So I bought a pair, and I ordered a pair online because there was like the 6 week wait. And I went down, so I ordered a pair online, and then I thought, I'll go to Regent Street and see if they got any. Have you got any in stock? I waited in the queue. Yes, we've got some. Yours, bang. And I thought, I'll not cancel the others. I'll give them to Sharon when they come here. So I presented them to Sharon, and she looked at them like, okay. All right. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Well, they fit in, but yeah, they're not very comfortable. Okay. And that's it. She put one aside, and then they ran out of charge. And then the other week, I was just, I'm going back about 6 or 8 weeks. It was just like, I saw them in the bowl in the kitchen. I was like, right, I'll have those. So I've got two pairs now. I keep one pair at the office. I keep one pair in my bag for traveling. And I just would not be done without my two pairs. Ellis, the other week, I was like, I've gone back to wearing me watch. And Ellis has said, oh, can I have your Apple Watch? And I've given it to him. I'm like, yeah, go on, have it. I don't want it, mate. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not getting anything from it. You can have it. And he said, oh, can I have Mom's AirPods? No.
What a dad.
No.
I'd tell you a funny story about that real quick. I had lost mine because I don't know what happened. I think I threw them on the bed and they bounced off the bed. And I thought I picked them right back up and stuck them in my pocket, but I couldn't find them. I was panicking. I was getting ready to go on a trip. It was on my way to Japan back in September. So I just got mad. And right before we got on the plane, I stopped at the Best Buy here, which is our version of like Tesco or whatever. And I bought another pair. completely happy. Everything was great. Come back from the trip. I went to go put on my runners and I was like, what the heck is that in my shoe? And it was my pair that I had lost. And I couldn't hear the beeping because the runners were kind of under the bed. So how it bounced under the bed in a shoe, I have no idea. But prior to this, I kept saying to Karen, I was like, I'm going to, you know, her birthday was October 3rd. I'm like, I'm going to buy you a pair of AirPods. I don't want that. And it's like, I don't want any more of that Apple stuff. Like, you know, my phone is cool. My old school white earphones with the cord is absolutely fine. You know, blah, 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 blah. The two things I gave her was the iPhone 8 and my old pair of AirPods. After she got it, never can stop talking about, oh my God, these are so cool. Why did you get me these when they first came out? I was like, woman. To this day, she tells all of her friends about it. Like, these are really cool. And I got these and oh my God, you should get a pair because like, if you go to running, like I can wear it to yoga. I can wear it to, you know, working out and it's, oh my God, it's comfortable. And I just want to kill her because every time I tell her, you know, hey, you need a new phone, you need a piece of kit. She never wants it. But if I give it to her anyway, she'll complain about why I wasted money on it. And then she'll fall in love with it. So there's just people. And I think that's the Apple tax part, you know, in theory, it's expensive, but it's not expensive if you use it.
I mean, this is hot off the press, hot off the press. If you've got an Apple TV, turn it on because it does look like Apple Events is showing the education events. They've got on the Apple Events app on Apple TV, they've got a picture of the scripted Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it is going to live stream.
Nice. Yes.
So there you go. We might be doing a live show, boys. Keep it free. Watch this space. Piss taking akimbo.
Piss taking akimbo.
That's not Japanese,
that's
mate. It's not Japanese. Apple is increasing, according to a report, its promotional presence within popular TV shows and movies. Now, I recall a conversation that we had where someone said to me, Apple have never paid for insertions of Apple equipment into movies and so on. And that goes back about 3 or 4 years on this show. And I'm like, really? Because they're everywhere. No, Apple have never paid for appearance money on TVs and that kind of stuff, on shows. But according to this report, they are. Fox's cop drama 911 includes multiple instances of Apple's iPhone as the main smartphone for its characters, and each episode ends with a promotional consideration sponsored by Apple message. Now, they've never done that. I think that's a complete change of direction, isn't it? The product placement thing, something that they've not really had much to do with.
I mean, even if they didn't pay for it directly, they would supply a lot of TV shows with a lot of gear, which is kind of also promotional thing in this case. I mean, I remember, for example, I think House MD was one of the shows where there was a lot of Apple gear visible.
Yeah, and, loads.
Yeah.
What's interesting is, obviously watching a lot of Netflix over here, is Jessica Jones, which is season 2 at the moment on Netflix. There's a little kind of icon that appears top left-hand side, which just says... there is product placement within this episode, all these episodes. And the only thing I can pick up on is the fact that there's Apple computers in there. There's no beer put in the center of the screen, or there's no, there's just nothing, even the cars are driving. I don't kind of see the product placement other than a big glowing sort of Apple. In this case, the actual chrome of the back of the Apple on the is all lit currently. And you know that the Apple sign's easy to kind of notice. But what you don't notice is the chrome one on the new MacBook Pro. Yeah, in that episode, they're there, you can see them.
Yeah.
I love the shows where they have a MacBook or even an iMac, and they put the black gaffer's tape circle over the logo like nobody knows what that is. That cracks me up.
Yeah, we don't know it. It's one
time. It's so, so funny. And I remember, I think it was a Marvel show, or maybe it was Scorpions. These guys were driving a Hyundai Genesis, and they peeled all the badges off it. And one show, I guess they didn't have enough time, so instead of peeling the badge off, they tried to put black gaffer's tape over the silver logo, and, you know, they put dirt around the car so you wouldn't see it, but it comes up. I was like, everybody knows that piece of crap is a Hyundai. Like, what are you guys trying to pull? Like, it's just super, super funny. So that's why I like, you know, I always thought product placement, whether paid or not paid, like, you shouldn't be so douchey about it and try to hide it, because everybody knows what it is. And, you know, nowadays, as long as you're not making the product look bad, no company cares if you put it in their stuff. But I think the directors would take it from the standpoint of, you know, like, oh, my film is worth X amount of money, and if they don't pay me for it, then I'm not going to put it in. But yet I want to use it as a prop because it's the pop culture, you know, thing that matches this person's persona. Like, if they were doing a film about any one of us, like, they would have to have Apple Kid everywhere. Otherwise, it wouldn't be true to form film about any one of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just kind of
the thing I don't like about those kind of product placements if it's too obvious. I mean, I've seen a couple, maybe it's also just my bias. I've seen a couple of instances of, Surface, and I mean, Microsoft Surface products, where they would intentionally, I mean, they wanted to show some that I think it was NCIS or something. They wanted to show that they are doing some research. What did they do? The first thing they showed is what they were on the desktop, the home screen, and they opened the app that they wanted to use. So you saw that it was a Surface, and you saw how they used it, which was, I mean, in my case, and really prominently, was a little bit too much, to be honest. So I don't like this kind of product placement. I hope
Apple. I saw recently, Patrice, in a comedy one where the guy was like, here, let me get out the Microsoft Surface, and then they were going to look this up. And I thought it was something like 911, but obviously not if they're Apple. But I remember on one of the shows thinking, like, it was so corny. And I think they were making fun of the fact, because CBS does a lot with Surface for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I know that Scorpion, they use
getting paid. I think that's the clue.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because they're getting paid. That's what they do a lot with Surface.
But they do what Patrice says, and it's like blatantly pull out a Surface and connect the keyboard right in front of the camera kind of thing, or do the convertible mode. And I was like, come on now. Everyone knows what you're doing. That's just lame. So I like the solo placements.
Pulls out a Surface and takes a picture and goes, enhance. It's like, nope, that's not happening. It's not happening with an iPad. It's certainly not happening with a Surface.
You know, the first Apple placement that I remember didn't try to hide it in any ID4 when they had the PowerBook 1400s as like saving the world kind of thing. Yeah. I think that was the first one that I can remember. And it was right about the time Apple started running commercials.
Yeah, no. Apple's been placed an awful lot, but it looks like they are paying for placement to a certain degree.
Which is fine. I mean, if you need that, if it gets you in front of people, why not? I would still prefer it if it was just something you didn't have to pay for in general. I mean, no matter which company.
You know there's going to be a law coming out soon, don't you, where it's got to be ethically responsible tech distribution on TV programs. So you'll have to have, you know, 92% Android, 8% or, you know, 7% Apple.
Yeah, we need diversity.
Other. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. We need to see Dell Axims being used more often, I think.
I'm sorry, the current Avengers movie will not be making it through the British Board of Film Classification because they've overemphasized Microsoft. Apple is sharing a new video to try and boost iPhone sales, focusing on the face recognition for Apple Pay. There was a thing that someone published last week in the Slack room saying that iPhone 10 sales are really poor. And I did bite back by saying, I have said on this show for ages, my perception is iPhone 10 sales are poor because I don't see them in the wild as much as I did with iPhone 6 and 7. Apple, I think Apple is trying to boost sales of it, but there is also a report saying that the new iPhone, if there is a new iPhone 10 that comes out and becomes the stable model in September, that that will actually be a fair bit cheaper to produce.
I mean, that's usually how it works, really. At first, it's really expensive because it's all new processes and you have to work out all the kinks in the production. And then down the line, it gets cheaper and cheaper. I mean, that's where Apple makes quite a bit of its money. They price something, I would say, I mean, still high, but not as high as they probably could go. But I mean, over time, they simply benefit from being better at producing things, and they get a bigger cut out of that because they don't lower prices usually.
No, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think they're going to struggle to not make the 10 a lower grade price.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, it'll be a year old for a start in September. Plus also, yeah. Then, you know, they want to bring something in that's more expensive, and they took a bit of a beating over having a two-tier costing for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be interesting what they can pull out of their hat to come September, because, you know, I know some people say every year, oh, what else do they, what else be new? I mean, obviously the rumors at the moment is we're just going to get a larger looking iPhone 10. To be honest with you, who wants that? You know, because
some people do.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I get that some people do, but I think once you put an iPhone 10 in your hand, I think most like that's a nice phone. It's a nice screen, yes, it's a nice size. We've got the wireless charging. It's a great camera. I'm really, really happy with the design. I'm really happy with the money I spent on it. It's worth what it's worth for me, but, you know, we'll see.
I'm going to take a risk here. I'm going to take a risk here because, first of all, I agree with you 100%, James. This phone does everything. Feel slighted or overly spent in any way, shape, or form. And that's because I really love the camera. I love the form factor. Everything else is great, but it doesn't really, that doesn't move my needle as much as the camera and the form factor is amazing. But I want to take a risk here and say that this might be the year, if not this year, the next. This might be the year where Apple, like, lets it marinate past September. And what makes me think that is right now the big play for Apple is SVDO. I mean, so far they've just dumped in over $1 billion in the SVDO. They bought two Amazon Content Original execs. They bought two Sony Pictures execs. They got some dude from Hulu on the chopping block right now that they're about to snatch in. They got Spike Jonze from Viceland about to drop an original content. Nobody's deafer than Spike Jonze. Spike Jonze is the man when it comes to content. If you got Viceland where you guys live, it's an amazing channel. And they're like, I mean, they're just on top of the game right now. So Apple is making really, really big plays in the SVDO content market. And again, as we talked about earlier, you know, with their services stepping up, I think the biggest service step of this year is going to be Apple Original Content. And I may have mentioned to you guys, or maybe I went after the podcast last time, I went to go watch a new movie called Gringo, and it was really a trip to see the Amazon original pictures come across the screen when you first sit down. Like, that was quite amazing because that's the first time I've seen it. And I think more of the SVDO partners are going to get into this, drop it in the theater first, and then pull it back into your devices. Yeah, it got stuck for a minute, but that's your server, not me.
Yeah, I know.
But I really, really, really think that the content play, the services play are going to become more forefront, and they're going to take a lot of heat for it. But when the shareholders start seeing the money they make off of content versus hardware all the time, and like you had already said, it's probably the majority of their cake right now, I think everything will be okay.
I think you've got to remember is that, you know, Apple can, you know, afford to buy all these companies. Yeah, it chooses obviously not to dilute the Apple brand and, you know, take those people from Netflix and merge it with their own. They want to keep the Apple ethos. So they will build it internally. And we all know how much money they've got. They can afford to buy all this sort of stuff. So they're just going to hopefully create more content that we're going to like. I just wish we'd get in a form factor like, I guess, Amazon Prime or something like that, where we get video services along with our music. So I don't mind paying an extra £5 more to have my Apple Music. So £15 a month, Apple Music and video services. Oh my God, that would just be, you know, the dream for me, because obviously I'm the Apple TV and all my Apple stuff. It would just make more sense.
Like 20, I hope it's 14, but it does look like 20 right now.
Well, you know, let's hope they can do it. You know, I buy my films from iTunes now, I was a massive Blu-ray fan, obviously previously DVD, previously had VHS, you're going all the way back. But the fact that they upgraded all the content from HD to 4K for free lets me feel that I can invest my time now in that product. And I love it, you know. But we need to see more of it. We need to see good subscription service, video on demand, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast, in other words, is brought to you by UK2. They're absolutely superb. Please, please, please support them because they support us. If you go to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, then you'll get all the offer codes. And if you go to /UK2, then you can sign into your account and we'll get kudos for giving you the return custom if you like to UK2. They've been supporting us for a long time and it's going to carry on for a while yet, I hope. So please, please, please. Tweet out and tell them thanks very much for supporting us because we'd be lost without them. The Spider 5s have all gone out from the competitions before Christmas. If you haven't got yours yet, there was three winners. One of them was a guy in the States. He might be struggling for a little bit longer, but the guys in the UK should have theirs so far if you haven't. Get in touch and they'll have a word with the promoters too. We'll do another promotion. There'll be some more stuff coming. Doc. Do you have a cool thing?
I have a cool thing. One is just an observation that might come on. The other one's an act. When I was in Portland, I had the opportunity to visit a Warby Parker store. Warby Parker store is a glasses place where you buy a pair and they give some away to people that need it. It's kind of a, you know, cool little thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I was in there. I was trying on a bunch of stuff. And I found a pair that I really like. I had my eye appointment like 2 days ago. So I finally having a chance to feel how the size, because I got a big ass head. I come back and I opened up the Warby Parker app and it said, can we use the face ID sensor to measure your domage? I was like, wow. Shut up. And whoa. So you hold it up to your face like that. The little spider thing, like the Apple event, it shows up on my picture. And they recommended the exact three pair of glasses that I had already picked in person at the store. So I know you guys may not have Warby Parker in the UK yet, but it's not really about that. It's the fact that Apple is letting people use that. It can go amazingly. Like there could be some really cool stuff. I would love to be able to like hold this up to my body and then have it take a look and be like, yeah, man, you can fit a European 2X.
Based on your trip to Portland, could you hold it far enough away?
Yeah, yeah. My arms are long and black. Anyway. My app pick is something that I want all you guys to jump on only because it's going to help me out. So this app is called HQ. I'm sending you the link right now. This is the most insane thing, and I'm actually partially addicted to the fun of it, but I'm also partially enamored by the technology. So basically what happens, during your time zone every day, there's a quiz bloke comes on the thing. And they start out with relatively easy questions. They get progressively harder, and there's a bunch of stumps in the middle. On average, there's over a million people playing simultaneously. And you get to watch the numbers drop as people fall off for answering the wrong question. What happens if you make it to the end round? You get anywhere between $5,000 and $50,000 for winning.
Right.
Right. I don't know how these cats are making money. I'm sure it's all, you know, dumping their venture capital right now, but eventually it'll probably make it to ads. But it is the most fun. But why I say the tech is amazing, I'm sitting in the car with Karen and Chuck, and we have all three phones. Chuck turned me on to this, by the way, and Chuck and Verso. We're all sitting in the car, and the stream is going, and all three cars are in the exact same spot on the stream. And normally, even streaming an Apple event, if you open up three or four of your kit at the same time, Tim is slightly out of phase on various devices. Sometimes he's a whole one or two words off. So how it even mitigates the difference between an iPhone 10 radio versus an iPhone 8 radio and an iPhone 7 radio and keep all of them suckers together, I have no clue. But the technology behind it is amazing. It's a lot of fun. And if you guys follow the link that Ewan's going to post in the chat, I get extra lives. You don't get any money for it or whatever, but when you get kicked out of a game, you can jump back in. Yesterday, I made it down to the last 12 people, and then my phone freaking rang, and I didn't get back to answer the next question in time. So I potentially could have won $5,000 yesterday, and I got to remember to turn off Do Not Disturb. I'm doing this. So but people it's so need to, much fun.
People need to people need to download the HQ live trivia game and use the offer code Pimp Strong.
Yes, that's my code. It's so much fun though. You'll get a kick out of it because the announcer's really, really good. Like
that's gambling. He's
what we would hope for as a host for BTN, but
I thought you guys had banned online gambling in the States. It just seems bullshit that you haven't.
It's not gambling.
It's gambling.
You don't put any money. You just win.
Yeah.
That's different. Wow. Gambling, in the US, gambling means you have to put money in.
I'm sorry. I got a real problem because Apple's got this. I've shown you the football game that I play regularly, and that's got Wheels of Fortune and all sorts. And you have to bet your virtual money. And that. I've never put a penny into it, but I'm sorry. It's not for four people that are 4 years old and above. What have you got for us, Patrice?
I have got something hardware-wise. Unfortunately, I cannot show it to you because I'm in the office and it is at home. But it's the Eero. It's a wireless mesh network system that I just installed and tried. And it is really awesome. It's really easy to set up. It's small and cause anyone to pay attention to it. I mean, you just plug it in and it just works. And the setup was like, I think it was maybe less than a minute or something. It just plug it in, use the iOS app that they provide to configure it, and you're good to go. And what really is cool about it is it's easily expandable to any size of home that you have. I mean, whether you have a small couple hundred square feet apartment or a really big couple of thousand square foot house, it doesn't really matter. All you need is a couple of those devices. They have two different options. There is the Eero, the main device, and then they have something they call the Eero Beacon. The only difference is
it's like a bridge.
Basically the bigger device does have a gigabit port, and you need at least one to set everything up to connect to your modem. But I think it's tri-band and it does have a gigabit port, and that's about it. Other than that, the beacons are actually pretty cool because you just plug them in somewhere in your house or apartment and they just connect and work. And so far I've had zero issues with it. Sure, it doesn't have all the configuration options that I would like to have as someone who likes to tinker with stuff, but for someone who doesn't like to do that, it is an awesome device, quality-wise, I mean, speed-wise. It is recommended on the Wirecutter, by the way, as well. So that's why I picked it. And yeah, it's just a great, great device.
Excellent.
And it's not too expensive, to be honest.
Patrice?
Sorry?
Can you plug a switch in, like for the people that like to hardwire the TV and the Xbox and stuff?
If you have not the beacon, but the other ones, sure. You need one with a gigabit port, and then you can just have a switch behind that.
You said a gigabit port. Wouldn't that require 2 gigabit ports?
It does have two. So, I mean, okay. You can, the thing is, you can have multiple, you need one connection somewhere to your modem, but you can have multiple Eeros around the house with gigabit ports. So it doesn't matter. It will just wirelessly connect each, it's a mesh network, so it will just connect the Eeros to each other.
Thanks.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool. And it works really, really well. It helps you. I mean, the cool thing is the app actually guides you to also have a good placement of your device. So it tells you, connect your main device to your modem, and then take the beacon that I have, put it somewhere central in your apartment, and then it actually measures how good that placement is. So I don't know how it's doing that, but it seems to be doing something.
Excellent. It has one password integration.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Well, maybe that's different.
Well, I bloody.
Yeah.
Well, I never.
Oh, excuse me. I can edit.
Sometimes.
James, what have you got for us, mate?
Obviously, you know, being away from my mother country, there's certain things I miss, and obviously BBC iPlayer and things like that. I really miss it, and there's certain shows which, you know, and if you've never seen Mum before, I suggest you get and watch that. It's a brilliant little BBC sitcom. It's brilliant. Yeah, because we're all VPN blocked from France. So what I've come across or been suggested to look at Hola, which is HOLA.org. And it's just brilliant. It works through the Chrome browser. It's an extension. You put it on and pretty much what country you're in and you're in. You can watch your BBC iPlayer and ITV and that sort of stuff. So if you're a bit homesick and you want to get on the old BBC iPlayer, which is really all I use it for, to be fair. I love it. Yeah, Hola, H-O-L-A. It's like a free VPN. Oh,
hello. Hola, it's low in Spanish, mate.
Oh, here we go. Hola, one of them. Just another quick one, separate from that. Obviously, I'm starting my own little business over here, and sometimes you need a bit of motivation, and your friends are pretty good. But there's one guy, I'm absolutely loving, and I listen to his podcast all the time, and it's called the Gary V Audio Experience. He's a great emotional speaker. He's got a podcast. It's absolutely brilliant. Gary V, Vaynerchuk, his name is, and he's an entrepreneur, but uses social media and tells you how to leverage social media for your business. I've learned a lot from him, and I'm quoting him more often than not when I talk to people online. He's great. So the Gary V Audio Experience as a podcast. He might rub it the wrong way. But I love him, so just want to share that because I think he's God at the moment.
Excellent.
And that's it.
Yeah, I love Gary. Actually, when he first started out, I would send messages back and forth to him. He would actually answer me. And yeah, he's a really, 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 really cool guy. A lot of people don't like him because he's super brash, but I'm like, not any worse than any of us. But,
yeah.
No. Yeah, exactly. He would fit right in here. No.
Yeah, he's super good.
Good pick, mate. Good pick. My cool thing is, it's not a new product or anything like that, but the price is really good at the moment. If you go on Amazon, you can get a Crucial 1 terabyte 3D NAND drive. That's the 500 version from Crucial for £208.98. I don't know why it's not showing up there. It should be frozen.
I've got it on my screen.
Yeah, £298, and it's not going to do it. £208.98, and you can get the 2 terabyte version of the SSD for £419. And I've bought this because I've got an Atomos 3D recorder or video recorder unit that attaches to my camera, and I've never managed to get the 4K to work. I can do 1080, that's not a problem, but I can't do the 4K. And I was out with Rich Smith, who's one of the people in the Slack room working the other week, and he showed me how to do it. So I recorded in 4K the other day. So I needed some drives, and that's what got me into doing this. So thanks to Rich for showing me how to do the 4K recording. I'm going to fill my boots with that now, unfortunately, which means I'm going to need shed loads of storage. So thank God it's a lot cheaper than it used to be. But I remember paying, I think I paid nearly £500 for my first Crucial 1 terabyte drive. So it's
amazing.
Halving price.
Amazing.
Just goofing around, my dad bought 4 of these and connected them to the USB dongles, where it literally is just a cable you stick into the back of the drive. And for SNGs, he striped them together. It's insanely fast. It's almost up there with a Synology with controller and everything. I don't know if it would be as stable, but just for the SNGs of it, he striped a bunch of these, got 4 of these together, and it was quite incredible. He was getting speeds well over 1,000 megabits per second.
Wow,
pretty cool. That is good. Just using Disk Utility, by the way.
I need to get some small, cheapy 120 ones and get them in the Mac Minis because they'd run a lot faster to run than SSD and others. I can't bother to change them; it's too much of a pain. Where can we get a hold of you, Doc?
Back in Honolulu and all over the internet at DOCROCK. Also on the
Solid.fm. Excellent, mate. Thanks very much for joining us. I know it's dead early there, but don't forget we do DST this week, dude. So you're going back an hour further away again.
Holy crap, back to 4 a.m.?
Yeah, sorry. You had a lie in today.
Holy crap.
And you were still late. Patrice, where can we get a hold of you, mate?
Well, almost every week here on the Mac Show, and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
You've got to keep pushing for this time off, mate, so you can keep coming on.
Yeah, it's unfortunately not going to happen.
Yeah, keep pushing.
I have meetings every 2 weeks.
Yeah, just keep pushing, mate. And James, where are you be? In a hurry.
Yeah, I'm just
getting bathed by you, by handmaidens.
Oh, you'll just find me on Twitter for now at James Ricard. James, just find me there.
You want to say that again? Because absolutely none of that came out because you video stuff.
Oh, so yes, it's just Twitter. It's at James Ricards, RICKARDS. Thank you.
You can talk or you can move with your bandwidth, but you can't do both, Ricards. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. Give us a review on iTunes. Nothing does more than helping us with a review in iTunes. That gives us a great position in the charts. And also, you can get the news show every morning with Carl Swagger. Guaranteed 5 minutes, all the tech news to catch up on, and it's a really, really good show, so that's great. And if you'd like to subscribe and support that show, you can go into britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. We'll see you all next week, Thursday for the big show, Friday for the Mac show. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.